It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 9th, 2014. If ever a man was in exactly the right place at exactly the right time, it was surely Joseph John Rosenthal, born on this date in 1911 in Washington, D.C. His parents were Jewish immigrants from Russia. He took up photography as a hobby while living with his brother and looking for work in San Francisco during the Depression. When World War II began, Joe Rosenthal was rejected by the Army because of poor eyesight, so he joined the Associated Press and followed the Marines to the South Pacific, where his camera would capture one of the best-known photographs of the war and for which he would win the Pulitzer Prize. By the beginning of 1945, Joe Rosenthal had covered battles at New Guinea, Hollandia, Guam, and Palau, but no one remembers the pictures he took in those places. In mid-February, the Marines landed on Iwo Jima, about 650 miles south of Tokyo. We remember Iwo Jima today for two compelling reasons. First, it was the costliest battle in Marine Corps history. 6,800 Americans dead, 5,900 of them Marines. Nearly one-third of all Marine Corps losses in all of World War II. The other is a picture Joe Rosenthal took on the afternoon of Friday, February 23rd, just 5 days after the Marines landed. He was making his daily visit to the battleground when he heard that a flag was being raised on Mount Suribachi, a volcano at the southern tip of the island. Rosenthal hurried toward the site, lugging his clunky speed graphic camera and the rest of his gear. Rosenthal was short, only 5'5". And the steep angle on the hillside prevented his getting a good shot. Hastily, he piled up stones and added a sandbag for something to stand on. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw the group of men start to raise the flag, and quickly he swung his camera around toward the action and pushed the shutter. In 1/400th of a second, he had captured the single most memorable photographic image of the war. 5 Marines and a Navy corpsman raising an American flag on the blood-drenched island of Iwo Jima. Of the 6 men who raised that flag, 3 died in battle within the next few days. Harlan Block from Texas, Michael Strank, born in Czechoslovakia, and Franklin Sousley, a native of Fleming County, Kentucky. The 3 survivors were Marines Rene Gagnon from New Hampshire and Ira Hayes, a Native American from Arizona, and Wisconsin-born sailor John Bradley, all of whom became celebrities, appearing in Bond tours and even playing themselves in the 1949 film Sands of Iwo Jima. Suffering from severe depression for years after the war, Hayes and Gagnon became alcoholics and died young. Bradley, the last survivor, remained tight-lipped about Iwo Jima for the rest of his life. On August 20, 2006, Joe Rosenthal died of natural causes in his sleep at age 94, and although the American people saw his photo as an enduring icon of the victorious American spirit, Joe was characteristically humble. "I just took the picture," he said. "The Marines took Iwo Jima." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 9th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.